All right, guys, welcome back once again. We're here together with our good friend Cody. It's more than friend, and I use that word too loosely. It is family.
It is family.
We've been sharing this
very
ministry.
Very good friends, but family
together for a long, long time. But Cody and I were talking moments ago about the heartbreak that we experienced as we had to break up for this season. Mm-hmm. Cast and crew, we'd been in weeks of rehearsals.
Yeah, we had. Yeah.
We were just another couple weeks to go, and
that's
we would
right.
have moved over to the. To the fairgrounds, we would have set up the stage, we'd have rehearsed and taken on a week of performances there. I don't know, maybe we take it for granted. It's maybe because we've been able to do it for, as I was talking with my son Tyler the other day, 35 years.
35 years, that's right.
Maybe it's something, oh yeah, it's Easter, it's time to do the play. I don't think we'll treat it that way next time.
No, I think you're right. You know, we kind of fall into this groove of, you know, we look forward all year long to doing the play, but it almost maybe seems like it was just going through the motions, another mm-hmm. year, another play, another year, another play. And I think you're right. I think we start to take it for granted a little bit.
Well, next time we get together, I know it's going to be so precious.
It's going to be different.
What a family gathering that will be.
Yeah.
Well, Cody, every season we run into those precious opportunities. There's,
sure.
there's special moments, testimonies that we have that we share from year to year. I know you've got probably a stack of them, but
absolutely.
Share one with our audience today.
Yeah, no, you know, just that all the years I've been a part of the ministry, I've seen so many miracles happen within the cast and crew, within the community. One that really, really hits home for me, and I'll try to leave names and stuff out of it, but in my family, there's a split family, so there's a mom and a stepdad and then a dad, and this split family, and those out there that have experienced this know that things like that can be kind of tough at
yeah.
times. Well, in this particular family, on the dad's side of the family, there's some non-believers. I hate to use the word atheist, but that's the word that was presented to me when introduced, as this mm-hmm. gentleman, this father, was atheist. Well, through Passion Play and through his daughter being my stepdaughter, a few years into the play, when she started getting to be able to take on a speaking role, he came and watched the presentation. And it was kind of thrown out there, well, since my daughter's in the play, I'll come and watch it. And I said, you know, God uses those little things like that. And then the next year, he came back and he watched it again. He has come to watch at least one night of the presentation every year for the last 7 years that my daughter's been in it.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if he's accepted Christ. I don't know. But I do know that God has planted a seed.
Yeah.
And he used my daughter's participation and her faithfulness to the ministry.
Wow.
To plant that seed in her step or in her dad.
I've heard you talk too, Cody, about coming to rehearsals, coming to and driving from rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe that for our listeners today?
Oh, you know, with my daughter especially, we just on our way to and from rehearsals, she gets so excited that, you know, Passion Play time of year, and on the way to rehearsals, you know, she's wanting to go over lines, and we have this little contest.
Right.
And we start at the start of the script, and we go as far as we can, just jumping lines back and forth by
I know
memory.
That, I know that contest.
Yeah, you're right.
We
I'm sure you.
House.
I'm sure you did yeah. it too. Yeah, that's something we do on every drive to rehearsal.
Wow.
And then on the way back from rehearsal, we talk about how rehearsals went, how excited it was, and then we play a little memorization game on the way home. And it's always just such an amazing thing to see her excitement. And then again, there was, you know, her devastation as well when we had to announce that this year we were going to have to put on hold. So yeah, it's just that's my testimony, is being able to bring my daughter and my family into this and just to see their excitement.